You're listening to Bit by Bit, January 14th, 2006. Hello and welcome. My name is Bob Sprankle, and this is Bit by Bit, a podcast by a teacher for teachers, talking and reflecting about the use of technology in instruction and the changing classroom in the 21st century. Happy New Year to all. I haven't gotten a show out since last year in December. And today's show is going to be another invite into Room 208 Classroom. With the permission of the Room 208 students, I recorded some of the conversations that we were having yesterday based on the podcast that we listened to from David Warlick. David Warlick was down at the PodcasterCon at the University of North Carolina last week, January 7th, and he was running a session called Podcasting as a Teaching and Learning Strategy. Definitely go check out his podcast of it. It is a little over an hour and really great things for teachers that want to do podcasting to think about. It has given me a lot to think about as well. So go check that out. Great podcast to start a lot of conversation in your school if you're starting to consider getting into blogging or podcasting. Really great show, and I appreciate David recording that. And I guess other people have also recorded parts of it in their small group discussions, and we can go on David's wiki to listen to that. I haven't had an opportunity to do that, but what a great idea for podcasting. As you go to these conferences and break people up into small groups, give them an iPod or something to go off and record. And this also has, you know, made me think about if I had some more recording iPods or iRivers, I could do this in my class as well, have students go off in small groups, record things and bring these things back. Anyway, I played the beginning part of the podcast for my students. They knew that they were going to be featured during David's talk, and they were all excited. And I played this one part for them where David Warlick is playing their Wicked Wikipedia piece, which was the last Bit by Bit show I put on their piece. And I also put the interview I did with the writers of why they got into the piece and things like that. David Warlick played their Wicked Wikipedia piece, and then he started asking the audience members to talk about what they learned from that or what the students are learning from that. So I think the first comment was someone saying that the students were taking life lessons from this research, as well as academic lessons, knowing that you should have multiple sources. The second person said the students are getting to use their voice, and they're empowered by using their voice. And then the third person said, I'm not sure it is their voice. It sounds like an adult wrote this using words like false accusation. And, you know, maybe they didn't write this. So I'll let you hear. I played that for them, and then I stopped the tape, and, well, the room exploded. And, of course, you know, I'm still forgetting to have that recorder next to me all the time. So I go dashing across the room to get the Adderall recorder and come back and start taping some of the conversations that they're having. And that's where I'm going to pick it up. And you can hear them discuss and kind of work through this. And I'm asking questions, playing devil's advocate, and they're trying to make sense of this. But what is real interesting is where they end up in their plan of what to do. So here they are. This is Friday, January 13, and they are reacting to what they just heard on David Warlick's podcast.
Are you recording this, Mr.
Ross? You seem upset. Should I back that up and play it again?
Yes.
I'm not sure that it is their own voice. It seemed to me that it may have been written by an adult with false accusations and words like that being used. I'm not sure that it is their voice.
Oh,
compliment.
Talk to each other?
That's a compliment.
Because they said that's kind of a compliment, but then it's kind of not.
So it's kind of a compliment because he's saying what we wrote sounds like an adult wrote it.
We did write our own voice and it's not like made by
Okay, here, come into a circle. Come into a circle.
My teacher
write it.
Not everyone can
play. You seem upset.
I'm not upset. I'm happy now that
Oh, you're happy.
I'm understanding the question now.
How, anybody still upset? Who's upset? Oh, so how many hands? We got. Okay, so more people are being complimented. What did he say?
Well, it almost sounds like an adult's writing.
So why is that a compliment?
Well, because, like, it's really good that it sounds like an adult's writing.
Oh, so now you feel good.
And he's kind of dissing us, too, because he's saying, well, they didn't do it. Our teacher did. Their teacher did.
Did it say Bob Sprankle?
No.
Oh, well, let me finish.
He said an adult.
Listen, I stopped it too early. Listen.
Maybe Bob Sprankle had something to do with the writing.
He checks the spelling and everything, but he doesn't sound right. He doesn't actually write it.
We write it, and he just checks it.
If it needs more work.
That much stuff to do.
Yeah,
it.
We actually do it, but he's the one who, like, checks it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zach, come here, because he uses false accusation as evidence that he doesn't believe that a student wrote this. Did you catch that?
Yep.
Okay. You're the one who came up with that word. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about this? Come on over. Take this. You and Tyler. Okay, yeah. Why don't you guys talk? Talk to each other.
I'll move back. Well, I think that it's kind of a compliment because he's saying that sounded like an adult wrote it. And that's really kind of a compliment because he thinks, like...
Yeah, it is, but he doesn't think that he's sick, that he's giving us a compliment. He really thinks that Mr. Sprankle probably had something to do with writing the podcast.
Good point.
Well, but what would you say to him? All right, I'll play devil's advocate. I'm in. Excuse me, guys, you're in fourth grade and you're in third grade? How do you even know a word like false accusations? How would you use that? Zach, didn't we talk about this when you used that? What did your teacher say to you? Did he use that word?
No.
How do you know that word?
I read books. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of think that it was kind of like a good compliment that he did because he's kind of saying that he thinks that our teacher did it or an adult did it because it's so good. That he think that's it. It's like it's hard to believe that kids did it.
Yeah, he probably
if he did.
Probably
is it okay that anybody out there is doubting?
Yeah, because it's their opinion.
It's their opinion, and
yeah, it just doesn't.
When
it just
you guys were just talking true. About when you're on the internet, you should what?
You can't trust Dylan, information from books. The internet.
Well, you have
it
to
has
what?
To be a trusted source that you're
trusted
using.
Trusted source, and you need to get other what?
Sources.
Other sources. Okay. So, how does it? Because I'm going to use this on bit by bit. How does it work? If people are saying I don't believe you wrote that, how are you going to convince them that this is your writing? How does it work in here? How did the whole idea of the show, of the Wikipedia piece, come about? Who remembers?
I remember that we were reading the article, and you said we should do a Wikipedia piece, and we all agreed.
All right, so sometimes I might suggest a piece?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then what'd you do? Who was in the piece? Raise your hand. What'd you do then, Haley?
We wrote about it, and one group used some...
an article.
And what was that group responsible for?
To explain.
To explain what happened, right? And what was the other group doing?
The other group was, like, explaining, like, 21st letter and, like, how we learned. Mm-hmm.
What you learned by it?
After so many people wanted to join the group, they split it in half, and they decided to have one group write about what happened, and the other group write about other sources and what you should do. Like, you're talking about
who made that decision? There were so many people, right? Yeah. And so we split into two groups. And who made the decision that... Who did?
Us.
You guys decided to write about what you learned from it?
Yeah, you didn't have anything.
So then what happens? You went off and wrote, and then what happened? Did I talk to you at all?
No, we did it all by ourselves.
You came in and checked on us once.
So what did I do when I checked? Did I say, oh, you should write this?
You just said that's just good what we're doing.
You were just walking around the table and or maybe reading it.
Sense you would tell us.
Does this happen with all pieces?
No.
Do I come around and check in with you? Do we have conversations?
Yeah. Okay. But Mr. S never actually does the work for us.
How many times would you say we met before you actually recorded it?
A good 3 to 5 times.
Two.
Two,
okay.
Two or three.
Right. Yeah.
Well, one or two.
We'll never, ever get our stuff written by Mr. S.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really think that we really need help. I think that,
we really don't need help.
How did you even find out about the Wikipedia piece?
Well, from...
from the article.
You.
All right, so maybe that's my role, is that I just introduce them.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, we decide our stuff.
All right. Now, do you think this gentleman is dissing you? Some people said diss.
Well, some maybe.
Yeah, he seems like he's
kind of.
He kind of seems like.
Or is he being skeptical? Doubting?
What does skeptical mean?
Yeah. Doubting. Is it okay to be skeptical, Dylan?
Yeah.
Sure. He wants what? What does he want?
He needs more evidence.
He needs more evidence. More information, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you going to do about that? Maybe he's not the only person out there that's wondering if you guys are really doing these shows.
Show them right here.
We should make a podcast. Or like a piece. Like, we should maybe put this on.
I think he's trying to ask us, in a way, if we're really doing this or not.
Yeah, it's okay for him to say what he said, isn't it? Right? Yeah. This is the first time he's heard. He's probably blown away, and he's like, well, wait a minute. Hold it. There's certain things there that sound kind of interesting to me. I need some more evidence. That's okay, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's actually what your piece is about a little bit, right? You got to go to other sources. Mark, you had another comment.
Well, I was going to say something for the podcast. We could make a piece of us doing what our piece is, and then...
Let him finish. Go ahead.
And then we could maybe put it as a bonus show, and then we could say at the end, if anybody still doubts that we write it, you could email us.
Yeah. Yeah, on your blog, I always put written by the students of Room 208. I've saved every blog entry that you guys have written because they really are just so amazing. You know, I'm kind of worried that people are going to wonder if you really wrote it. So I have all of your, that's why we keep all that stuff, right? But it would be interesting to really watch the whole process, maybe document it. Is that what you're saying? Either through a podcast or what did you watch yesterday?
A video, maybe, with the eyesight.
Kind of like that Literature Circle video.
Yeah, we could make a video of us working on some of the pieces for the podcast.
So who's interested in shooting a movie of this?
We could put it up as, a bonus show.
Sure.
Yeah. Well,
it could be our first vlog.
I got an idea.
So who's interested? Stand up if you want to work on a movie make a documentary film about how Room 208. Okay, so that looks like everybody. Okay,
except
well, we're going to have to come up with some roles.
Except Pete.
Okay, yeah, and he doesn't
14,
have to.
15 people.
Okay, you want to hear the rest of this?
Yeah.
Before
yeah.
snack ends? Sit down.
Mr.
I will tell you.
I think we should write. I think you should write it like we write it, like maybe all the bad spelling, so they actually know that it's us.
Ooh, hold it! Listen to what Emily just said. Listen to what. So what changes? What changes do I do on the blog?
Just write it how we write it exactly. Even you might have to, okay, if there's a word.
So do I change what you wrote in the blog?
No, just like write it how we write it. But if there's like. A word that you nobody's gonna find out, then you should fix it.
But I don't do that. What do I do on the blog?
Fix the spelling.
Yeah, I do fix the spelling, right?
I don't fix the spelling.
You guys work on the spelling, but we don't work on every piece of spelling. So I do fix the spelling. What do I do, Bailey, when you left out a word that we really need? What do I do?
Go back.
Anybody remember what I do?
Oh, you
put it in.
Yeah, I put it in what?
Those. Quote, no, parentheses.
Yeah, brackets, right? Okay. And that's what a reporter would do, right? If the person really didn't say that, then he put in brackets. So anybody can go back to the blog and see this is exactly how it was written, right? The spelling might be changed, and any words, which is very infrequent, would be in brackets. All right, let me just tell you, though, David Warlick's got your back. Listen to his response.
Okay. The reality is that it is their voice. The process, in one of my podcasts, I have a podcast called Connect Learning. And in episode 27, I interviewed Bob Sprankle. I sent him MP3 files of the questions. He recorded the answers and sent me the MP3 files, and I put it together as an interview. And he talks about the process. Basically, as the week goes on and the kids are learning new things, when a student encounters something that they would like to podcast, they come to Mr. Sprankle and they say, I want to podcast this, Mr. Sprankle. Well, he'll usually assign that student a partner. So they work in teams, and he says, go about it. And they get to work. They research, they gather the information that they need, they write the script themselves, and then when they're ready, they have a meeting with Mr. Sprankle, and he goes through the script with them, and you know, make sure that everything's going to work out. And basically, he's asking them questions: is this really how this should read to you? And then he hands them the iRiver. And they go in a corner and they record it. And at the end of each week, he takes the iRiver home and he takes all the audio files and he puts the music under it using GarageBand, because I don't think he could give up the fun of that. So he does that part of it at the end of each week, and he puts one of these out a month.
How's that sound?
Yeah.
What about how the writing happens? Does that sound accurate?
No, because he said you assign us a partner.
Okay, but sometimes I do, right? Sometimes I might. Okay, so, but I sometimes encourage, why don't you work with so-and-so?
But we don't.
But I never assign you. You're right. I never make you work with somebody. I usually ask for people.
I think it was nice of him to do that for us and tell him that we did write it and things like that.
Pardon? I'm really glad that David Warlick has our back, because I don't think that that guy really knows what he's talking about, because we do it. I think we should all say thank you to him.
To David Warlick?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna kind of say okay. 1, 2, 3. Thank you.
All right, we're gonna end snack now. Let me just hear what I heard your plans are. You want to either do a podcast or a video to show the process of how you do this?
Yeah.
We should probably be recording more, like the other day when we had that great day where we were all talking about that piece. Elizabeth said, we should be podcasting this, right? So we need to remember to turn on this Adderall. That's the great thing about the Adderall. It's very portable. What about today as you do the blog update, the week update? Yeah. Do you want to talk about it in that too?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So my purpose in sharing this is to continue to share, you know, how exciting it is in our room with what's happening with podcasting. And what I just cannot, you know, thank the community enough for is here is the continued conversation. Podcasting is increasing a global conversation. We live in a day and age where that is possible. And I think in, I don't want to misquote it, but in David's session, someone talked about how podcasting, you know, is sort of one-way conversation. I believe they said, you know, where there's not really this back and forth. And then I think it was Steve Dembo coming in after that and saying, well, it really is this conversation. People are commenting on things that are happening in other podcasts. In fact, David Warlick's idea of interviewing teachers about what is the classroom going to look like in 2015 inspired my students to want to write about that, and they are preparing a piece to share that with you. And I won't say much more than that. I want them to be able to explain what they're doing with it. But it is a back and forth conversation. So here is this gentleman saying, "Yeah, I don't know if kids did write that," and inspiring them to think about having to prove evidence for their own work, which is, you know, what they were talking about with the Wikipedia piece, is that people need to have evidence and cross-reference. So again, because of a podcast, whether my students were involved in it or not, they started a conversation in our class that now my students are responding to and writing back. And it has motivated them to, you know, think about getting more evidence to show that this is their work, which, it, you know, I couldn't ask for more. So this is a wonderful thing. To just note, when I read their Wikipedia piece and Zach had used the expression false accusations, I was blown away as well. I said, wow, where'd you get that? You know, did you come up with that, or is that in the article? And he said, no, I know those words. And of course, I had already read the article, and I went back to the article, because if it had explicitly said false accusations, then they know they, and I would have had them do this, they know they have to go back and put it in their own words. But that is, you know, his own language there. So, you know, I was very impressed, too, by his sophistication. But now we have the opportunity to discuss this as the entire class. And, you know, podcasting as sort of a Socratic teaching method, as far as having a back and forth conversation where students and teachers are both trying to, you know, come up with evidence and helping to shape the product together. You know, certainly I brought them the Wikipedia piece, and their interest is what had them go off into writing it. When I saw how excited they were about it, and it's a great story, then I asked, do you want to do this? You know, do you want to have more time with this? And they jumped right at it. It's the same thing with the piece they're working on now with inspired by David Warlick. I had thought, wow, what a great prompt that is. I'll put that out as extra work for people that finish their work. But when I presented it to them, they just lit up and said, wow, we want to do that. And so it had to move to the forefront and for them to take it over. My role now is to keep challenging them to give me more. They have all these great ideas for what the classroom of 2015 should look like, but they need to back it up with why it should make those changes. For instance, some students might say, all the walls will be blue. So my job then is to ask them to take it to the next step and say, why? Why, you know, would these blue walls help the learning environment? Why is this better? Why are we going to make that change in 2015? And, you know, that's our job, I think, is to just keep pulling out what they're trying to say. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this as much as I did. I really, you know, love the fact that this happened and gave them the opportunity to really react and have their voice out there. We would love to hear your feedback. They would love to hear your feedback. You can email the students directly at room208podcast@gmail.com, or you can email me at bitbybitpodcast@gmail.com. So hopefully we'll get another show up soon, and thanks for listening.
On Saturday the 7th, 2006, David Warlick recorded a conference for his podcast. During the conference, he played our Wicked Wikipedia podcast. After the podcast, a man said that he did not think we wrote the piece. He said that it sounded like Mr. S. wrote it, and we read it. Some of us took it as a compliment, others thought it was a diss. Some thought it was a compliment because he said it sounded like an adult wrote it. Others think it was a diss because he might think we can't do that good of a job. You can listen to the conversation we had on Mr. S's Bit by Bit podcast. We also thought of making a movie showing us working on the podcast. And that is what happened.
You didn't write that.
Right,
my question is, why are you making a movie?